Thank you, Jeremy, for writing to us about this terrible news that you received about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I believe it was. Imagine being told that you have a terrible disease and then being free of that disease totally just about a year and a half later. Well, this happened to Jeremy, and he's a poet, and he wrote a very inspiring poem about never losing hope. He writes, "In the depths of despair, when all seems lost, when shadows loom large and dreams are tossed, hold on to hope with all your might, for in the darkest hour there is still light. Though the road is rough and the journey is long, with faith as your compass you will remain strong. Through trials and tribulations you'll find a way to rise above the storm and greet every day. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes of fear, you'll conquer your doubts and you will persevere. For every setback is a chance to grow, and every challenge is a chance to show the strength that lies within your soul, a flame that burns bright, making you whole. So never, ever give up, never lose sight, for even in darkness there's always light. With each new dawn, a fresh star is born, and with each new day, a new hope is sworn. So keep believing, keep pressing on, for the victory is yours. Well, it's already won. Your spirit unbroken will soar and will fly as you reach for the stars in the endless sky. For you are resilient, you are brave, and nothing in this world can make you cave. So hold your head high and face the unknown, for in the end you'll reap what you've sown. With faith as your guide and hope as your friend, there's no limit to what you can transcend." Jeremy, you're inspiring, and thank you so much for allowing us to share it with all of our readers and our listeners. If you have a story or a poem to share about good news or an inspiring life, choices that we make, anything positive, send it to us at CostaRicaGoodNews@gmail.com, and we, of course, will share it with all who care to listen. Thank you again for being with us here today, and we'll be here tomorrow, and we hope you are as well.